This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Obamacare has only been partially put into place in the last 2 years, and already the average premium has doubled. Well, now it's being reported by CNS News another double-digit premium increase is about to hit. How do you distract the public from double-digit black unemployment, from massive increases in crime in major U.S. cities for the first time in 20-plus years? Those numbers are now out. How do you distract from the incredible destruction of all Americans' basic freedoms? You activate and literally brainwash, to quote the former Attorney General, the public through the media to obsess on racial divisions, and you fan the flames and rub salt in the wound. At the same time, you confuse gender identity and set the precedent for government bureaucrats, educators, and also medical workers to sexualize your children. We've got major breaking news on that front today. But the story is up on drudgereport.com on the right-hand side with the graphic white people. New MTV show publicly shames white people for what they've done in America. And this is a Soviet-style truth and reconciliation style show like they had in South Africa. I was against apartheid, but not the communist system that took it over and now made South Africa even worse from one evil to an even greater evil. Well, it's the same thing here. This is pure Soviet Truth and Reconciliation Commission stuff with a bunch of 15-year-olds crying about their guilt. Guilt about we've hurt the earth, so pay Al Gore carbon tax. Guilt about how you've hurt the black people. Simply amazing, this level of brainwashing. We're going to play the trailer for the show and more, but this is Sumner Redstone, Viacom through Nickelodeon and MTV, sexualizing children. Remember, Viacom 5-6 years ago admitted in a corporate press release they were going to target preteens with transgender and homosexual messages. It's pedophilia. I mean, imagine saying, we're going to target your kids with heterosexual sex messages when they're 6 years old. You'd be like, that's pedophilia. Keep your hands off our kids. When Calvin Klein shows, 15, 16-year-olds scantily clad, they call it pedophilia. It's creepy, but not really that. But when you target 5 or 6-year-olds and it's the gay agenda, then it's okay to teach them how to do stuff I didn't even know about till I was an adult. I mean, it is just Twilight Zone level. But because they're able to do this, they're not insane. They're not whacked out, like conservative media calls them, like they're some fringe. These people run the country. And it's not even your general, quote, gay person out there. Let's make that clear. They've just picked something to confuse society and to create another balkanization. And if they can teach 5, 6, 7, 8-year-olds how to masturbate, how to give oral sex, this type of stuff, they can do anything. Joe Biggs has a report. He just did the interview before the show that we'll have either towards the end of the broadcast today or the nightly news tonight, where they are going in to 3-year-old, 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 7-year-old children at Texas hospitals and Texas doctor's offices, closing the door. They're not just asking about, does daddy have a gun? What's in mommy's medicine cabinet under Obamacare? It's all computerized. They ask the little girl, do you like to wear a dress? Do you think you're a boy? Does your mommy tell you it's okay if you want to be a boy? And then they say to the little boy, would you like to wear a dress? I mean, this is freak show stuff to get your kid in a database to bring the state in, mark my words, and take kids away, saying we're going to free them, we're going to let them, we're going to let your boy wear a dress, your girl be a boy.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Information war continues. Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
And the wind's been blowing on my back. I was born to bring trouble. Wherever I'm at, put a number 13 tattooed on my neck. I ate off the edge like on turn to red. I was born in the soul. Misery, and I never had me a name. They just gave me a number when I was young. Got a
MTV on what it means to be young and white.
Okay.
Okay.
If you say the wrong thing, then suddenly you are a racist.
I'm trying to be careful here.
I don't want to offend people.
I feel like you guys are attacking me now.
If I bring up any sort of race issue with my parents, they immediately assume that I'm demonizing them.
Can you help?
How might your life be different if you weren't white? When you say white, what does that mean to you?
We've never had to internalize what white people have done in America, but here, you can't escape that.
Feels like I'm being discriminated against.
You kind of get this feeling that things belong to you.
I'm getting uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable.
Hey, this is great. Let's get all uncomfortable together.
And the show is hosted by an illegal alien. I'm Alex Jones. I'm your host. Thank you so much for joining us on the syndicated radio/TV transmission. New MTV show publicly shames white people for what they've done in America. White People documentary hosted by illegal immigrant features young Americans crying over their white privilege. MTV will air a show later this month entitled White People, which shows young white Americans crying on camera over their white privilege and publicly shaming them, this is quoting the show, for what they've done in America. This is the opposite of the culture Martin Luther King talked about. This is where everything is, you have guilt because you're white and you're inherently bad, pure racism, but anyone of color, 93% of the world population, is a saintly god devoid of criminal activity, to the point of media will then not report, or is told not to report, when things are racially motivated, when it is committed by a majority minority. And this is all being invoked because the system has to distract the public from the fact that offshore crime cartels, private banking cartels, are dismantling what's left of free countries across the Western world and deliberately bankrupting cultures and societies. No, this is not a joke. The documentary is hosted by Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Jose Antonio Vargas, who's an illegal alien, by the way, an illegal immigrant and amnesty activist who has worked for the Washington Post and the Huffington Post. See, we have a subversive offshore banking cartel that's just playing everyone off against each other. And I know that I am stating the obvious here. But it's so seditious what's going on. The trailer for the show, which has been widely criticized by YouTube respondents, features white people expressing angst about how they are desperate not to appear racist or offend people. So again, this is the mental illness they're giving people to be total basket cases. Oh, my God, I have a brown bag. Oh, my God, I'm white. Oh, my God, I did good on my test scores. It's because I'm inherently bad. Oh, my gosh, what do I do to prove I'm not bad? And they come in and they say, we'll tell you what you do. You support everything the government says and everything the mainstream media says, and you submit culturally day to day to whatever the changing directives are. You have no opinions, no views, except what we say, and you regurgitate them exactly as we say, and then we might say you're an okay person. You may have heard of this throughout history before. It's called cult programming. This is literal brainwashing. Just like the former attorney general came out years ago addressing the Radio Television Film Association and said we need to, quote, literally brainwash the public every day, every minute with anti-gun messages. Well, it's the same thing. Every day, every minute, white people are bad, white people are evil, white people are the problem, white people, white people, white people. And this is all being directed and run by a bunch of rich media people that just so happen to be white who want a class war based on race, not based on their billions and trillions. So they want to invoke class war and race war to bring in totalitarianism as the solution and then securing their ill-gotten gains. It's scientifically crafted. The trailer for the show, which has been widely criticized on YouTube respondents, features white people expressing angst about how they are desperate not to appear racist or offend people. According to Kimberly Reese, the documentary forces the participants to internalize what they've done in America. So you're guilty, you're racist, your identity, your culture, your religion, your world is not that you're into music or into literature or a medical person or a social worker or a farmer or an artist or a lover of science fiction or a lover of gardening. It's all about how you look so that it's never about what you actually stand for. This is a new dark age being brought in where you're a heretic. If they say you are for any reason, you don't want to turn your guns in, you're a racist. You don't support Obamacare, written by foreign insurance companies, you're a racist. Don't want to submit to the agenda, don't want to pay higher taxes, don't want to live in a 250-square-foot coffin apartment, you're anti-Earth, you want to kill the Earth. Don't want your children taken over by the state with the litmus test of asking your six-year-old, would they like to identify as a girl if they're a boy? Or they like to identify as a boy if they're a girl. And do mommy and daddy let you identify like you want? And the kid's like, what's this mean? Well, let us teach you. Here's a little brochure. Then your child has this new power to become sexualized with outsiders that have come in and to demand from their parents that they go be with the outsiders to learn the new sexual ways. This is, give us your kids. Bring them outside. This is hardcore pedophile takeover. I mean, look at these articles. They have troops in the U.S. Army wearing red high heels in public. School kids told. School kids told to not call themselves boys and girls because that hurts someone's feelings. You think this is insanity? This is going over the top. No, no, this is the new culture. This will be enforced. National Review, school kids told to call kids purple penguins because boys and girls is not inclusive to transgender. And then the elementary kids go, what's transgender? And they go, let us tell you. We're not going to teach you about the Federal Reserve. We're not going to teach you about reading, writing, and arithmetic. We're not going to teach you about pocketbook or checkbooks or how to balance your budget. We're not going to teach you how to garden. We're not going to teach you how to cook food. We're not going to teach you anything of any worth. We're not going to teach you sewing. We're not going to teach you typing. We're not going to teach you anything that would make you self-sufficient. You're going to learn that white people are bad. You're going to learn that men wear red high heels. You're going to learn how to give oral sex. You're going to learn. You're going to learn. You're going to learn. This is a scientific takeover. Look at this. Gender identity curriculum angers parents in Virginia. School children elementary taught that they could be a transvestite. California lets grade schoolers decide gender identity. The kids aren't even talking about this. The kids, it's literally less than 1% of the population, but it's being injected with your children, and if they can get away with this, with your kids, they can do anything. That's why this was chosen. As I said, Jocelyn Elders, 20-something years ago, sounded crazy saying, take elementary students in, turn the lights off, show them how to masturbate in school. People said that's crazy. Now that's normal. They've moved the Overton window. They've conditioned us with our normalcy bias.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
You have found it, the tip of the spear, independent grassroots radio / TV. It's all live, teleprompter free. I think it makes the show even better that every once in a while we have a train wreck here on the broadcast. And that's because this is live, this is real, this is seat of your pants, telling the truth, not a bunch of teleprompter writers filling out a script for me to follow. This is just real research, real guest, real calls, real information. Now, again, words cannot describe how weaponized the media is now and how weaponized the culture is. This was never about bringing in equality. They're always going to find some new group, the bestiality people, the pedophiles. The UN is openly accepting NAMBLA for more than 30 years as an official member, calling for the legalization. If your 10-year-old decides to get in the back of a bus with some pot-bellied 50-year-old man, your boy or your girl, it's their right because the fat pedophile convinced them that they wanted to have sex with them. That's now okay, and you have nothing to say about it. See, that's not next. That's already here, and you are a pedophile phobe. You are a beastophobe. And it's about anything goes to break your will. All across the United States, school children are told, do not call each other boys and girls, or say, can I go to the boys' room? Saying you're a boy hurts someone who isn't a boy. Saying you're a girl hurts someone who isn't a girl. Wearing an American flag hurts the immigrants' feelings. And then your parents and the school tell you to submit, and they relish submitting to it. They relish the tyranny. It's their culture. It's what they know. They're good at submitting. They're good at going and getting three rounds of student loans to never have a job from the degrees. They're good at dressing as they're told. White people in this country are the problem to a great extent, but not in the way the media says. Submissive, groveling, politically correct cult members. They're not liberals. They're not fascist. The globalists are fascist above them, using socialism and communist systems to control and domesticate. But that's an old phase. Now it's cult brainwashing. And when I say that, that's not rhetoric. This you're watching 21st century CIA Tavistock Institute declassified culture scrambling death. I mean, the elite put 300 chemicals, in some cases over 200 on average, in our water, not just hydrofluorosilicic acid. Cancer viruses and all the major vaccines on record. They want to kill us. And in the science fiction nightmare dystopic movie we live in, where the old world's being phased out, that was the good, the bad, and the ugly, and the new synthetic world that is the vision of some interstellar demon, for all I know, because it's so insane. With straight faces, they sit there in the cult. How do you think in cults they have a big stage and the leader of the cult and people agreeing with them saying, now take your baby up and throw it into the fire before Moloch so the crops grow? And the establishment says, kambuga sakamunda, kunga kingo, huga yaka buga blah 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 blah. And the witch doctors throw some chemicals that they've dug out of the mines their slaves have into the fire, and blue and orange fire from the sulfur goes, and they go, and then you bring your baby up and you throw it on the fire. And it writhes in pain and pops, and its eyes pop out of its head, and everybody dances around, and they tell the villagers that just sacrificed, 27 of their firstborn in one village in the entire, for the full moon ritual, that you've done well to the god. And then you move across the world at the same time to the Aztecs and the Toltecs and the Umecs and all the rest of the groups. This is the exact same thing going on. Burning, throwing children in water, cutting hearts out, hanging the bodies up. The priest class made their money off selling the luscious meats. And this is the cult of government. And the UN, in its biological diversity assessment in 96, had an addendum that we cover in the film Endgame 2.0, where they say in there, we will bring back all the tribal rituals. We will first destroy all culture and then rebuild it as pagan with human sacrifice. And this is where it's going. But first they got to get you to accept creepy weirdos at the school telling your six-year-old how to... Well,
we're on the march.
Some hooker's doing the side of the road.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
You got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a ghost.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
Are we seeing the earth?
Illustrating how the technotronic system's taking over, my phone was off. It's something that just started happening. And it just turned on a minute ago and forced a federal Amber Alert over it. And at first, these Amber Alerts were missing child, missing old lady, Alzheimer's patient. This is for Alice, Texas Amber Alert, 2009 white Dodge Avenger. But again, all that does is set the precedent that the federal government takes over communications. And now they put anti-gun messages over here. They put up anti-gun messages on the Amber Alert billboards. They put environmental brainwashing messages up. Now California says they're going to come out with license plates that are TV screens that put out government messages and wanted posters, but not to stop criminals. I mean, they've released 36,000 violent, aggravated felon, illegal aliens in the last 12 months alone who run around committing crime after crime. Why not? They're above the law. And then if Donald Trump dare talk about it, the media says, why'd he say all Hispanics were criminals? Why'd he say they're lazy? Why'd he say they hate him? Because he didn't say that. But they don't care. They misrepresent everything. Why is Alex Jones racist, hardball asked, and the Washington Post asked, and a bunch of other newspapers this week? He doesn't like the black president. He says martial law is coming, and Obama will take the guns in July and August. It's a triple lie. We never said it was martial law coming in those months. We said it was conditioning. It has nothing to do with Obama, the front man at the end of the day, and what color he is. And then the triple lie is they don't even show any proof where I say it. They've gone pure evil. In fact, when I watch CNN or MSNBC now, my mouth is hanging open because it is so 1984. I mean, it's so over the top, but this is what it looks like. 21st century, hardcore, the most vicious weaponized media, psychiatrists, psychologists, PR pitch people, DARPA brain scientists can come up with. I mean, it is hardcore. Imagine 20 years ago, if you heard in the future they would make the new Army recruits across the board go out in public in uniform wearing red high heels. And again, it's just to say, get on the ground and lick my boots. Why do tyrants throughout history make you lick their boots? Or Satanists make you do something else to the high priest to totally submit? It's a family show, but I don't want to go into all of it. And then next, it's kill kids. It's all about you will do what you're told, and when I say jump, you're going to say, yes, sir, master, how high? So, kids, we don't say the word boys and girls anymore. Imagine the cult, otherworld craziness of that. We don't say boys and girls. Boys and girls are the species in insects, in fish, in amphibians, in mammals. Boys and girls are the biological life. Again, if I was aliens that had taken the planet over and made a deal with the government that they could survive if they went along with this, I would come in and put chemicals in the water to screw up the hormones, and then as the hormone systems kicked in to confuse sexuality, I would begin to basically end reproductive activity on the planet to phase out the population without damaging the resources. It's a biological neutron bomb. I mean, this is so evil, that's why I say, just at an instinctive level, it looks alien. And I've just got to be honest with you. I'm not saying aliens are doing it. I'm not saying they're running it. I just want to ask everybody at Media Matters that write disinformation pieces on us every couple days, directed by the White House on record. I want to ask the White House employees something. You know, you really did fund ISIS and Al-Qaeda to run around and kill hundreds of thousands of innocent people and destabilize and overthrow countries that were helping Africa and the Middle East and that weren't even enemies of the United States. You know, fluoride in the water really does cause IQ reduction and brain damage, and that's even admitted by Harvard. You know, all of this racial division really is meant to get us all at each other's throats and control us. And I mean, I just want the mid-level minions to realize, do you understand you've signed on to pure evil? I mean, going in and asking 6-year-olds, when they go to the doctor, how do you sexually orient yourself? You don't see how that's cultic. You don't see how that's about the state being able to do whatever they want with kids and ending parental consent. You don't see forced inoculations in California as draconian. You don't see big banks that run this whole show selling the same house, the same mortgage, sometimes more than 50 times, and not getting in trouble. I mean, do you really, at an instinctive level, feel good about what you're doing? Do you really feel like this is going to help you and your family, or do you not know it's going to come back on you? I mean, do you not, at an instinctive level, fear this? You can't say you're boys and girls. You're now all purple penguins. We've had different gay See, they say, don't use the word homosexual, use the word gay. You do that. Now it's, okay, don't say boy or girl, say purple penguin. So you do something to be friendly, to be nice, and then do more, do more, do more, until you're a total slave, do whatever you're told. I've had many times gay activists here at these offices because they're exposing Agenda 21 or they're exposing some issue, and they'll tell you, by the way, I'm gay. By the way, I'm a lesbian. I'm like, yeah, I knew that. Yeah, okay, back to the issue of this thing. No, I want to talk about how I'm a lesbian or how I'm gay. You notice I'm wearing purple. You don't mind if I wear purple on your show. And I just go, no, I what does purple mean? Well, that's the merger of the color blue for boys and pink for girls. Because, and again, and I go, oh, yeah, I've read about that. You know that's actually the end of sex, to be asexual, Brave New World. And they're like, oh, you don't like it. And I'm like, you don't know. You've already been taught to the trendiest thing is to not be a sex because they're going to chemicalize us where we aren't a sex. THX1138. And it just over the head. I mean, like, I care what you do in your bedroom. But don't force this rewrite of all language on me when it's a psych warfare, admitted Pentagon eugenics program. Let me put it to you this way. Let me say this to the folks up at Media Matters and at Raw Story and everywhere else, you know, out there that write the White House line, Salon, all of you. Because I don't care that you attack me and lie about me. People know it's not true. It's that I really fear for you at a fundamental level. You do understand that they have death panels. You do understand they're putting troops on do not treat lists. All over the country, Joe Biggs has been to the VA more than 20 times in Austin, big, giant facility. There aren't even lines. And they just say, bring your file back. We have to run your paperwork. And then just always say, bring your file back. We have to do your paperwork. It goes back the next day. Bring your file back. And they just laugh at him. He's on a list. They look at the computer. They look back and they go, we're not accepting people. Just get out of here. Next person walks right up. You're accepted. Because if you're a radio operator, I think it's radio operators, or if you were in supply, they're not really worried about you that much. But if you're a combat vet, and they've got you in a database that you're not going along with the system, you're just not getting treated. Now, it came out that a IBM supercomputer system called Watson, there's a whole bunch of these computers, there's thousands of them, but they're called Watson, named after Thomas Watson, the number one Nazi of the United States, bigger than Henry Ford, given the highest level award, above awards Hitler was given. They had to make a new award for him. It was a Iron Cross with four eagles. Look it up. He invented the machines that they put the Hollerith cards in to decide when to feed you, when to kill you, what to do. And the Nazis could say at Nuremberg, we didn't kill anybody, the computer said it, and they had as many as 5,000 IBM technicians in Germany during World War II. Watson reportedly the first few years would sneak in and out of Germany, out of Spain, just like Edward VIII, the King of England would do. And I'm not saying it's a Nazi conspiracy. The Nazis were just like a test run or a bad son or a spinoff or a mini-me. Nazi Germany was a mini-me about 3 feet tall compared to an 18-foot devil. That's the New World Order. I mean, we're talking, you ain't seen nothing. The EU was a Nazi program. How to put poison in the food, genetically engineer it, all a Nazi plan to poison the countries they conquered for a few decades, then to have national health care to process the dead. You never even know why you're being killed. All you people that are working for the system, man, don't you know you just signed on to just stuff so evil you can't even imagine it. So, now they've got the Watson computers. Named after the guy who ran the computers that ran the death camps that they put the tattoo numbers in. And they're doing it to the vets. They never reformed it because it's by design. And we sit here and take it. Why not? Kill 54 million babies. Put the troops on don't treat list. Kill old people. Bill Gates already taught the socialists out there, hey, we can hire 10 teachers if we kill grandma. And some of the teachers rubbed their hands together at the meeting and went, ooh, yeah, I get something if we kill somebody. Soft, weak government employees who've never lived in the real world to a great extent. I'm not saying all of them, but those groups actually thinking Bill Gates is going to bring in a system to kill people and then they're going to get more resources. They've decided to scale back humanity to nothing. We'd have to keep our numbers the same so you could just live the same level. When they reduce numbers, it destroys the economy. You are going to be destroyed too, idiots. You have no empathy. You're narcissistic. You're entitled. You're weak-minded. And you think this devil system is going to take care of you. So let's get this straight. This is not liberal insanity. This is not whacked out environmentalist. All these conservative terms, like it's a joke. The Pope's called for a world government and carbon taxes and a world government based on wealth redistribution with the bankers tax exempt above it all, administering it. Animal Farm on steroids. 1984 on steroids. And they've got the troops wearing red high heels. They've got the kids saying we're purple penguins, no boys and girls. They got boys going in the girls' restroom, girls going in the boys. They've got bedlam with these cold-blooded sharks behind armored fortresses with their mistresses and their boyfriends and their helicopters and their jets sitting on top of the greatest wealth the world's ever seen, sitting back. I mean, is the Pope calling for its tens of trillions held in the Vatican alone to be distributed to the poor? Oh, no. Oh, no, no. He just wants you to pay a carbon tax to the ultra-rich banks. And he goes around with Obama. He's going to come address the Congress here in September. And they're going to set up platforms all around the Capitol for all the socialists to come worship and communists their new god. And I can take you there. I got a brand new god. Brand new God. And will this God deliver? Did Obamacare deliver? Hell no. Did the open borders deliver? Hell no. Did all the tyranny deliver? Oh, but don't worry. They have an illegal alien flaunting it, hopping around, just rubbing America's face in it. Your kids are purple penguins. The troops wear red high heels. I'm an illegal alien on TV with a bunch of sappy, weak white kids with trendy socialist parents up here flogging themselves about how bad they are. Just, you ever seen those stickers where somebody's a Ford and they're peeing on a Chevy or vice versa? I mean, that's it. You're down on the ground, and right in your face, this is going to teach you to take it all. Unbelievable. And you ain't seen nothing yet. Let's go to this video clip. Paul Watts is joining us in 30 minutes, 40 minutes, to break it down at the bottom of the next hour. And then Joe Biggs has the interview in Texas doctor's offices. You bring in your daughter and your son. They go, man, will you talk to him alone? Thank you. You want to identify as another sex little girl? What's that mean? You ever feel like a boy? Does your mom wear pants? She like a man? Bring the boy in now. You want to be a little girl? I mean, imagine you're at the park. Some old guy walks over and goes, hey, little girl. You feel like a boy sometimes? But see, now it's the school, so it's loving. It's prove yourself. Sacrifice your children to the system. Take the shots. Eat the GMO. Go to McDonald's. Drink the fluoride. And then let the creepy doctor, who's a social warrior and proud of themselves, stopping the inequality, breaking it down with your child. It's their child now. We've got to break through this idea that kids belong to their parents. No, now the kids belong to all of us. Lean forward. And she's got that cult look in her eye, like all the other cult videos you've seen. Ah, her eyes get real saucer. Lean forward. A Karl Marx term. Knowing the public can't even find their butt with both hands, doesn't know what Independence Day is, doesn't know what cult programming is. Do you understand, folks? This is cult programming. This isn't liberal. This isn't conservative. This is freak show. See, they have to bring down the military. That'll be their final enemy. The military will help bring the tyranny in, and then it will be destroyed. Because before the rise of the machines and the merger with the elite and the life extension system, before that can happen, they have to take out men. Men in the womb are selected genetically from a female prototype to be a combat mechanism and a hunting mechanism to defend the nesting areas. It's like that in almost all mammal and bird species. This is an attack on the species. Once they've taken the men down, which they've basically already done, the machines, the AI, all the appliances, everything, it's just over. So just, I warned you, I tried my best, and if you allow them to sexualize your 5 and 6-year-olds, they've won. It's a litmus test. The gauntlet's here, and they've got white people on MTV going, I'm evil, I'm sorry. I mean, what a freak show.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns.
They have to destroy the family. Here they have to destroy all independent cultures. They have to override it with a culture of servile submission to whatever the new edict is. Not to create a world of utopian hippies. That's what they tell their minions. But to create a world ready to be overridden. Ready to be conquered by the super technologies that have already been developed. And anyone out there serving the system consciously, you need to understand, you're delusional. You're a useful idiot. you have Stockholm Syndrome. I mean, do you really want to sign on to IBM supercomputers making the criminal decision to not give veterans care? Humans are being removed from the decision-making process. Already, many news articles and press releases are written by a CIA program that was partially declassified 4 years ago. Notice they're getting rid of the media core now. They don't need it. They'll soon have hologram media core individuals that go out and present the info. And you say, that's crazy. That'll never happen. They want it to be crazy. They want to invert reality and break your will. This is a military operation. And I'll tell the military something as well. And all the brass I talk to already know this, high level. The next war will be against the vets. It's already being prepared. And against any type of esprit de corps culture. Because it's not going to be there. You're going to have technicians and basically technician centers that work on robots and computers and automated systems when they're needed in the next phase. No more humans, period. And the argument is, we'll take out the Chinese interceptor missiles with our new aircraft that can do maneuvers because they're unmanned. But they're also autonomous. And you can say, well, that's just where this is going. Yes, and the decision's been made to get rid of 7 billion people. Meanwhile, while we face this threat, Memphis City Council has approved the plan to dig up Confederate General. No word yet of American flag will also be removed since it follows the same logic. Kit Daniels, Infowars.com. General Nathan Bedford Forrest. I mean, this is mental illness, folks. This is mental illness. And imagine, you think we can hold this back? Not if we don't take our kids back away from them. Or at least explain to them the brainwashing that, hey, it's okay to be a boy or be a girl. I mean, imagine a kid, it's okay I'm a boy or a girl? Yes, you're not hurting someone's feelings. I'm going to play it when we start the next hour. If you just tuned in, it's up on Infowars.com. It's top link on the right-hand side of DrudgeReport.com. New MTV show publicly shames white people for what they've done in America. Documentary hosted by an illegal. It's all coming up. Movie explores white privilege. Well, let's explore with the illegal alien from Mexico why Mexico's collapsing and the elite privilege there of the folks that, I mean, you go look at the Mexican Congress, it's all like 6'4" people that are whiter than me. But they're all the ones pushing the white privilege thing because it's insane, ladies and gentlemen. You still have colonialism basically down in Mexico, and then it's all about how white people are evil here. Briefly, we've got free shipping in the month of July. I want to thank you all for your support. We are going to sell out a Super Male, Super Female Vitality before it comes in. It's about 5 weeks till it comes back in. We've got about a week and a half supply of it probably. Incredible what it does to boost the body's natural functions. You've heard the rave reviews. Read the reviews if you haven't from third-party sites at InfoWarsLife.com. We are selling out a Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. A few of the things that have been sold out should be back in soon, like the ProstaGuard. It's the strongest and one of the most affordable prostate formulas out there. I want to thank you all for your support. And we've got 25% off on the Molon Labe. Come and take it. Belt buckles at maiden1776.com. And that also has free shipping as well. The big major shopping cart is InfoWarsStore.com. Your funding is essential. 888-253-3139. You're living in a science fiction movie. Buck up or submit.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com.
www.jcnradio.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.